right, hello and welcome to a new episode of Worst Collection Ever here on the Sideshow Network, presented by Comics on Comics. I am Sean.
I'm Jen.
And as every week, we bring you two selections from our comic book collection, usually superhero comics, that we deem to not be that great, because that's what most of our collection is made up of: comic books that are not really worth anything. We buy them for a dollar. Sometimes we buy them for 50 cents. And we revel in that. But that's what our collection is made up of. So it's technically the worst collection ever.
Shit-tacular collection.
Yeah, it's not really worth anything.
And it's worth nothing.
And I could say this week we have probably... we have two... I think we have two pretty good selections. The second... I think we'll start with the shittiest of the two. I think we'll start with Wonder Woman.
Yeah.
Because, you know, why don't you explain how this came to us?
All right,
what is it?
This is Wonder Woman, number 93 from January 1995.
So it is from the second volume.
Yeah. So I bought a set. You know, I'm sure anybody who's been to their local comic shop can knows what I'm talking about. But for those of you who don't, so, like, sometimes you go into your shop and they have runs, like, stories, actual stories, all together in one bag. And that's a set. So it's, like, the whole run, whole story, all together. It's not a trade. It's just a bunch of loose single comics. And, you can buy them that way. Well, I bought this one, and I think I bought, like, I think there were 10 of them for like $10. So
yeah.
I'm sticking with my dollar comic thing. So if a set is $10 and there are 10 comics, I will buy it. So I bought it because I was really excited. I was like, oh my gosh, Wonder Woman. Yay. I rarely see Wonder Woman sets. And I was very, very excited about it. And then I read it. And
It is superbly 90s.
Nope.
That's the best way to describe it. And it is in the number 93, so it makes even more sense. But
it's shit-tacular. It's literally the worst. Had this been the first comic like I ever picked up, I don't know if I would have ever picked up another one.
That's
like,
pretty strong.
It's bad.
Yeah,
this whole run is really bad.
That's pretty strong. So basically, just some background about this run. But this is around the time when Wonder Woman, Diana... was wearing bike shorts.
Well, that is because Artemis was actually Wonder Woman.
Right.
So Diana...
I forgot why this came about. Wow. There must have been some shit that went down. But, you know, Artemis is now Wonder Woman.
Yes.
And a note about Artemis. She's the most weirdly proportioned woman.
Well, okay. In fairness, I'm going to say everybody in this comic is weirdly proportioned because it is very 90s and they're drawn in that very 90s way. Like, we're talking like women whose thighs are like twice the length that they should be, but yet their waists are literally about as big around as a pencil.
Right.
Yeah. So we're talking like that sort of art.
No, exactly. And Artemis is exactly like this. Just imagine a redheaded Wonder Woman. But for some reason too, her hair
has like a life of its own.
Her
it
hair
like
is like
travels.
It's like venom, you know,
yeah,
like
it's weird
because it has all these like sinews
like a tentacle.
And tentacles,
yeah.
And stuff. And it's very strange because her hair is like that. Like it's kind of put up like a Gene Simmons, like,
well, it's a high ponytail.
But it's gigantic. It's just like
it's super long, goes all the way down to her feet, and it likes to like curl around her at weird times. Like I said, it really is like a tentacle or a snake. It has a life of its own. It's very weird.
Right.
Yeah.
So that's all weird. So basically, this book starts off. They're on Themyscira, and she gets. Artemis is given literally flying shoes.
Yeah. Hermes's flying sandals with the wings on the back. But what's really important about this whole scene here is that Diana is pissed at her mother because she's giving the mantle of Wonder Woman over to Artemis, and then Diana's just like a huge bitch to Hippolyta because Hippolyta's like, oh, these gauntlets are going to give you the strength of 10 men, and Artemis is like, I never heard that, and Diana's like, well, I didn't hear that either. She's being all like whiny and bitchy in the background. And then she has some sort of fight with her mom that I don't understand.
Yeah.
About, like, her mom's dead sister or something. I guess that Wonder Woman looks like her. I don't know, whatever. And then she gets pissed and, like, flies off to Boston.
She lives in Boston.
That's where she lives.
She lives in Boston.
She gets
where
all mad.
Where the most 90s gun battle is happening.
Yeah, like, this guy, he, you know, he could be more 90s. I'm kind of disappointed he's only wearing one, like, two belts.
He has tons of bullets.
He's got a lot of bullets.
I don't know what he's shooting at, though. Like,
he,
who's
nothing.
He?
He's like a two, he literally has a gun in each hand, and he's just shooting. He's made completely of metal, and there's just bullets, like, fucking everywhere. It just literally says, like, blah, 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 blah.
But
I'm not sure what he's attacking.
I don't know who he's attacking. I don't know if he's a bad guy or a good guy. I know there are guys here who look like Silver Surfer that have ice powers, apparently.
Sure. Yeah. Sounds good.
And then all of a sudden...
Like, this style of art for me is very hard to parse.
Yeah.
Like, there's a lot going on these pages, and sometimes I'm just like, I have no fucking clue what just happened in that panel, because there's so many fucking lines, and I don't know. Yeah, it gets a little bit difficult.
Blam, 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 blam is literally on the top of the page.
And, like, so Wonder Woman shows up, and people are like, wait, who are you?
Yeah.
Wonder Artemis. And so I think she kills all these guys.
I think so. There's a lot of blood.
I think that she kills them. I don't know. Like I said, it's hard to parse. I think they're dead. And she calls them all fools. But then this is what I don't understand. Like, so she's fighting these dudes, and, like, some earthquake guy shows up, I guess, yeah, from, like, the earth. And then bike short Wonder Woman shows up. And, like, literally she's wearing fucking bike shorts, a bra, and, like, a jean jacket. Would you say that's accurate?
And earrings.
And earrings, of course.
Got to accessorize.
So, like, she shows up with Artemis and helps.
She shows up with Artemis and literally...
saves the day.
All she does is dropkick probably the scariest Boston monster that Boston has ever seen, because he raised from the earth for no reason. Nobody knows what the fuck he's doing here. He has fingernails, though. Look at that.
Oh, yeah, he does.
He has fingernails. But, and she kicks him in the throat.
And that's the end.
And that's it. And then he crumbles to pieces.
Yeah, but this is what I don't get. So, like, here on this page, we have Wonder Woman in her outfit, right? Then, all of a sudden, we cut to Wonder Woman in a hospital bed with a friend.
Because she's watching the news.
Right, but isn't she just watching the battle that just happened?
I guess so, yeah.
So, but then what on this page, her friends barge in and say, hey, look, I have a new costume for you, and it's the jean jacket.
Wait.
I don't know what happened there. Is this, like, another flashback? I don't know what's going on.
Maybe they...
Does that make any sense?
Maybe they
fixed it?
Maybe they re-edited her costume or
I
something.
Guess. It didn't make any sense to me. I'm like, why? Okay.
But this is really depressing, too.
Yeah.
Because it's...
Wonder Woman's broke.
Wonder Woman's broke because literally she was working at a fast food restaurant a couple issues before this.
Broke.
This was a thing that she did. And she's with her friend Julia, who I don't know who Julia is, but apparently Julia is paralyzed and her insurance is going to be cut off. And
Wonder Woman's trying to pay rent.
Wonder Woman's trying to pay rent.
Which she can't pay, and she's, like, paying for her friend's rent because there's, like, a baby.
Yeah, there's a kid.
And she's like, I just don't have, you know, we don't have any money and it sucks. Like, that's just basically, like, that's what's going on at this particular point in Wonder Woman's life. She has no money and it sucks. And then you cut to Artemis is in, like, New York.
Yeah, she moves in New York.
And I guess Wonder Woman all of a sudden has representation. And, like, I guess this is her PR firm who, like, set her up with, like, some apartment thing. Yeah.
I got this is...
It's really hard.
This doesn't make sense. It's fucking weird
and it's
storytelling that probably for... It just feels like treading water.
Yeah, it really is.
To get to something else.
Yes.
Because really
nothing
what
is happening
that
nothing.
A comic book reader would be very excited to read about. Somebody was like, hey, Wonder Woman's doing stuff. She's doing, you know, she's...
We need to be aware that Wonder
Woman... There's some rad stuff that's going on. She's literally, like... Just at an apartment, you know, in an office. And, like, she's talking to a friend about, like...
There can be, like, place for that, but I think the thing is when, like you said, like, when it feels like we're just treading water for no reason, like, this isn't serving a larger purpose in the story, then that's when it's like, what the fuck, man? Like, I don't care if you take an aside to, like, show Wonder Woman at this apartment, like, helping out her friends, if it's going to serve the story. And from what I remember about this run, it does not. It just doesn't matter.
Yeah, because you read most of this run.
I read the whole fucking thing.
And when does Paralyzed Woman show up again?
I don't know if she does. Sometimes I just cried through it. So, I don't really remember it that well. It's hard to read through tears.
It is hard to read through tears.
And... So Artemis gets representation thing. And then, like, some
her
guy...
Her hair is still huge.
And then some guy says something to her. And I think she attempts to shoot him with an arrow.
But here's the thing. This is why I understand that the art...
Again,
it just kind of, like...
Confusing.
It literally goes from one scene where he's, like, showing her a business card.
Yeah, he hands her a business card. And the next, he's, like, horrified...
He's pinned against a wall by arrows.
Yeah.
Because she's like, oh, yeah, I can kick ass. But it's like... I don't get it.
Yeah.
And then she's on TV next.
Yeah, so then she goes on TV and she's like, oh, I'm going to save the women. Like, that's what I do. You know, Diana works at fast food restaurant and I'm here to save the women. I think.
Yeah, I don't know what her point is here. She's other than just like... She said, yeah, it's basically like, you know, she's going to fuck people up that fuck with women.
Yeah.
And then we go back, and now some dude is getting his ass kicked. I don't know who this dude is either.
Some guy's getting his
Micah.
Ass kicked. Micah's getting his ass kicked in a bar, and Bike Short Wonder Woman shows up. Actual Wonder Woman, like Diana, shows up and is like, and these guys are like, oh, man, you're like soft on shit. And she's like, you don't know anything about me. And then she beats these guys'
asses. She not just beat their ass, she just proceeds to murder them.
They don't actually die.
They don't actually die, but when the way that it looks like...
Yeah, she really breaks that guy's head, like, literally into a wall. And if that were a normal human, he would be dead.
But he's gotta be a normal human.
If it were a guy outside of a comic book, he would be dead.
Because, like, in this panel here, she is palm-striking this dude's face in the chin, which actually... So his mouth is open while she's palm-striking
it.
Doesn't make any sense. And she's palm-striking his head into what I think is a wall.
I do believe that is a wall, yes.
And it is, the wall is just decimating into pieces.
Yeah, I mean, his head went in at least like a foot and a half. Like, if that's a wall, I'm assuming that's a wall. Again, this art makes no sense. I can't really tell what she just threw him up against and what she's hitting him. It just says cram, so we're guessing it's a wall.
It is probably one of the most violent strikes I've ever seen Wonder Woman throw.
Yeah, well,
in
know.
A book, it's right. pretty. It's pretty friggin'
it's pretty
hardcore. I mean, come on. I mean, I just don't. I mean, it's just very.
It's the 90s.
I know it's the 90s, but it just feels very like
everything here is violent.
Extremely violent. What's it say here? Grunch.
That's a thing.
Dude be getting grunched into the floor, and then she grabs him by his neck, and somehow her spine does not snap in two.
Yeah, I don't know
how. Her spine does not snap in two. Because
it should, because I don't know how she supports her organs with a
waist. Does she even have organs?
No, not with waist that big, she doesn't. Like, it's ridiculous. Everybody's body, like, all the men... Later in this run, like, literally, they're just masses of muscles and veins, belts, and bullets. Like, that's how dudes look. And then all the women are these extremely elongated, stretched-out creatures with itty-bitty tiny waists and huge tits. Like, it makes no sense how anyone in this comic book can...
Diana's not that racked, but she's just... Her body is just very... Whoa.
Oops, sorry.
Very weirdly proportioned.
Oh, that's...
And I just, like, I mean, I understand
there's
it's
a
the
whole,
90s,
like,
I get it, but...
That's what I'm saying. I don't know if I grabbed the first one from this run, because I feel like there's a whole, like, section where they're on Themyscira, and, like, all of the Amazons are these, like, really fucked up proportioned chicks.
Yeah.
Anyway, so she's, like, saves this guy, and then, like, they're outside of the bar, and all of a sudden Hawkman shows up.
Now, Hawkman, I gotta say, I love Hawkman.
Hawkman's great.
Hawkman's badass.
Yeah.
Actually, if there's one dude that I want to look like a fucking 90s dude, he looks like the 90s dude. I mean, there's nothing the 90s dude.
He doesn't have enough veins.
He doesn't have enough veins, but he's, you know, he just looks fucking awesome.
Well, he's
like wings. He's got long hair. This is actually, you know.
Oh, that's right. He's got long hair.
It's actually, like, his colors are much, they're muted. more. They're not as, like, the yellow and red and green that, you know, you're used to from, like, the, you know, from the 80s and 70s and 80s. You know, this is a much more, he's like, he's gray and brown, he's got a gold helmet, but he looks so fucking cool.
You know, he's Hawkman. Hawkman's pretty great.
He looks fucking...
And he shows up and he's like, hey, I need your help. She's like, great, let me get this guy somewhere. The guy she saved. And then, like, the next page, it shows her walking this guy back to somewhere? An office?
I thought they're going to hospital.
Sure. And then she's talking about how they're going to, like, rent an office and, like, go into business together.
They're going to start an agency, like a PI agency.
Yeah, detective agency. And he's going to be in charge. Sure. And then, like...
She's going to hire her friend, and they're going to pay rent. And
yeah. And then there's a little thing that says, like, she guest stars in the Hawkman book.
Yeah, because there's...
Because Hawkman showed up, and then that's literally the end of this
issue. Anyway, so what did Hawkman do? She just, like, was like...
Hey, I need your help. She's like, okay, let me just get my friend to the hospital. And that's what Hawkman does. It's literally the only thing he does.
Ridiculous.
And she goes to hang out with him in his book. Hopefully not wearing that fucking outfit.
Well, so she wore that outfit for a while. Yeah. And that, my friends...
That's it. That's...
Is this? Wonder Women. See, here's the thing. There's a little gag on here. It says Wonder Women, plural, you know, with the E all tilted because they had to slap it on there instead of just drawing like an actual E in there.
Yeah.
But whatever. You know.
Yeah.
Spice Chart Wonder Woman. This is probably the pinnacle of a shitty purchase. In comic books.
It really is. I was so disappointed. Like, that run was so hard for me to get through. I remember, you know, sometimes I have my comics that I need to read stacked, and I stack them a specific way, and I read them from the top down. And when I got to this run, it took me a really long time to get through just these 10 issues. I did not think I was going to make it. But somehow I did, and it was horrible.
She's alive.
Barely.
So maybe you've got a great idea for a business and want to start selling your products or services online. Maybe you're an established business owner looking for new customers, or maybe you're interested in starting a personal website. No matter who you are, GoDaddy wants to help you succeed online. Right now, GoDaddy is offering a .com domain for just $1.49. It's go time. Start your website today. Visit GoDaddy.com and enter promo code COMICS149. That's COMICS149 to get your $1.49.com. Some limitations apply. See website for details.
We're back.
Yes, we're back here on...
Worst Collection Ever.
Worst Collection Ever. I forgot.
Did you forget the name of the podcast?
I forgot. I was going to say Least Collection Ever.
Well, after that Wonder Woman.
Yeah, I mean, it still fits. But yeah, so welcome to Worst Collection Ever. Thank you for joining us. Thank you for returning from that... GoDaddy ad. So this next one is my selection of the week. It is Marvel Comics, Marvel 2-in-1, featuring The Thing and Wonder Man, which is very exciting because I am a big Wonder Man fan. And this is from 1981, August 1981, Volume 1, Number 78, August 1981. Thing and Wonder Man farting around, being awesome. I like it.
It was fun.
But I like it, and it's not like, you know, it's cheesy because it's Wonder Man.
Yeah, but at least you know what the fuck's happening in the art. Like, I can look at a panel and be like, oh, I see what's happening here.
Oh, yeah, there's no crunch or cram or dudes getting their open jaws, palm striked and... stuff like that. No, it's pretty straightforward. It's a pretty straightforward story. I mean, I hate this, some of these things where it's like, you know, this is actually kind of the other side of the spectrum where it's like, this is a fun to read. At least for me, it's fun to read.
Sure.
And it's not, but it's not worth anything.
Right.
Like, nobody's going to be like, oh, this is going to be, you know, a bunch of money someday and people are going to care. It's like, no, it's just a stupid comic book with Wonder Man and Thing and things like blah, 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 you know, saying...
Simple story, straightforward plot, all that sort of shit.
Yeah. So we will feature that. So basically the premise of the story is that one day at the Fantastic Four Baxter Building, Sting.
All of a sudden he's a wrestler.
No, yeah, why not? He's a wrestler. Ben Grimm can play a mean bass, from what I heard. Anyways, he is watching. They're all watching TV. The Fantastic Four are all watching TV along with young Franklin Richards, aka Sue Richards' son, aka also known as, what the hell am I talking about?
I don't know.
Anyways, so they're all watching TV and they're watching a show called Monster Man.
Yes.
It's a TV show called Monster Man.
Starring somebody who looks exactly like the Thing.
He looks like the Thing when he was in the very, very beginning of the comics of Fantastic Four. Like, his body wasn't fully, like, bricked yet. You know, like he is not like he is here.
He just looks lumpy. Yeah. He doesn't look, he's not as defined.
Yeah, just defined.
This pisses the Thing off.
So that's the Thing, because it's a show called Monster Man, which stars the one and only Simon Williams, aka
Wonder Man. But it pisses the Thing off because he's like, hey, wait a second, you're ripping off my whole life story. And I'm not getting any credit. I'm not even getting money.
Well, the Thing is, like, he's saying this is my life story, but in his life story, he had, according to his, if this was his life story apparently is that he's a monster man with a monster boy. Sidekick boy.
Yeah, well, I think.
Kid Monstro.
I think he says that, like, oh, they're ripping me off or whatever, but I think he's upset because it makes him look foolish.
It makes him look foolish and it looks a lot like him.
Yeah, and so he's like, wait a second, shouldn't I be getting some kickback, which, good point.
I mean, it's a good point, but I don't really think he's actually...
Well, he has no case.
And even...
We find out later because he talks to Daredevil.
Because later he goes to Daredevil, he's like, I need some legal counsel, and Daredevil's like...
Nope.
It's like, even I can see you have no case, and I'm blind. That's what he doesn't say that, but he should.
So anyway, he's like...
Actually, well, I have a question here.
What?
So... Torch is flying around the living room of the Fantastic Four. How is he not setting everything in there on fire?
Flame retardant?
But that's a little, well, I mean, okay. It's Reed Richards. I can expect that. I'm certain he probably has thought of this, leading into stuff where he's probably
like, wait a second, Torch is a total dick. I better make everything flame retardant because he's just going to fly through here and light our entire home on fire.
As he is, but actually it's pretty impressive that he's flying through the living room in between all these people like a human body, because, I mean, that's pretty, in this pic, the way that he's drawn here, it's like he's a little bit farther back as he's looped around, but I mean, that's still pretty dead. And granted, when he's in his flame form, he's light as air.
Mm.
He has pretty much no weight to him because he's pretty much just straight up fire.
Mm.
So, nonetheless.
Anyway, so Thing gets upset and he's like, I'm going to go over to that studio and I'm going to talk to these motherfuckers.
Which just happens to be in Queens.
Yeah, lucky. But I would like somebody to explain to me what the hell Thing uses to fly there.
Oh, he has a scooter.
What is that?
It's an air scooter.
It looks like a filing cabinet with legs. Or like, kind of like, it looks like a fucking mechanical praying mantis.
He's always had this. He's always had a little scooter that he flies around because he's Ben Grimm and he's not like the Hulk. He can't jump and doesn't have the leg.
Can't he just get in a car?
I mean, look how big he is.
He takes a flying, a praying mantis?
Yeah. It's easier for him to just go...
All right, so he praying mantises himself over to the studio in Queens, where... I don't know. There's a guy with a camera, like a fancy camera, and you can tell something's fucked up with it when you look at the lens. But we won't get into that yet.
So they're filming this show, and actually, it's even creepier. Because here's the thing. So Monster Man is supposed to be... Well, two things here. Monster Man is supposed to be Wonder Man.
Mm-hmm.
It's being played by Simon with Wonder Man. But he's never... At never at any point do you see him in the makeup.
Well, see him getting makeup put on at one point.
But he's just... But that's just like basic makeup. Like, yeah. It's not even like...
There's not like a foam costume or anything because his body is not nearly as bulky as Monster Man's body. So you know there's got to be some sort of rubber suit involved.
Right, but also, too...
You never see him in it.
This is in between takes, and he's fully dressed on
set. As Wonder Man.
As Wonder Man, wearing... This is Wonder Man, Simon in his red peat coat and pants and boots and... he's lifting this giant dumbbell.
Yeah.
And it just... And he's in between he's in between sets dressed as Wonder Man.
Yeah, that doesn't make sense.
But then
the kid is actually set where he's supposed to be. He's in a cage.
In his cage for the next scene.
For the next scene, and Wonder Man is just dressed like Wonder Man.
But did you see the dog?
The dog's there too. It's a thing dog.
It's a thing dog.
Oh, thing dog.
Called,
is that the name?
Monsty.
Monsty.
Monsty, the lumpy thing dog.
That's adorable. Monsty.
It is nightmare, adorable nightmare fuel.
Oh, he's so cute. See? I love him. He's my favorite.
He's a rock human dog.
Oh, Monsty. Cute. Monsty.
So as we kind of go through this, basically, Thing shows up. He's like, what the fuck?
He trashes that camera, by the way.
Trashes the camera.
Throws it at... turns it into a ball and throws it at people. Yells at Wonder Man's like, what the fuck, Wonder Man? And Wonder Man's like...
I thought we were bros.
He's like, yeah, but I needed the work. He's like, I don't give a fuck.
He's like, I need the money. And so the producer is this guy... why am I thinking... I can't think of his name. His name is...
Man. I don't know.
Oh, Ted Silverberg.
Yes.
Ted Silverberg, the most incredible TV producer ever.
Yeah.
He is responsible for horrifying shows such as Monster Man and another great show later on called Survive, something if you live.
Like a game show.
Game show where basically, it's like this horrible, like...
And he looks like Vincent Price.
Vincent Price.
Yeah, he does. He looks like Vincent
Price. No, he does look like Vincent Price. The Silverberg doesn't look like Vincent Price. He goes to see this cat, this guy Amos Moses.
Yeah, that's who looks like Vincent Price.
He looks like Vincent Price. And he's like the big producer. Who's been creating all these horrible shows and has somehow...
And for some reason doesn't, want credit for it. He's giving it to this other guy. I don't...
And he's
would never happen in Hollywood, by the way.
Yeah, this is a very, weird way of Hollywood not having any... I get that there's independent promotions, independent productions and everything, but this is a show that people are watching throughout the country... Throughout the world.
Right. Well, and if this was in the 80s, there's no such thing as AMC or cable TV. This is it's obviously on a network. Network.
It's not a network.
TV show. It has to be.
Franklin's watching it.
It's on ABC or some shit.
Yeah. It just doesn't, it doesn't make a lot of sense.
No.
But of course it shouldn't. It should not make any sense. No. It's a comic book.
So Wonder Man goes to talk over his dilemma with his buddy Beast. Because him and Beast are friends.
Him and Beast are bros. They're favorite. Bros.
They like to bro down. And so Beast is maybe you shouldn't. He's like, I'm going to quit. Good plan. And so Thing goes to talk. And then we cut to Thing talking to Matt Murdock.
He talks about Matt Murdock, and Matt Murdock literally is like,
nope.
You got no case, dude.
Nope.
These can't braille...
he says something about, after perusing these braille documents...
Which I'm actually kind of impressed because this seems like a very short amount of time, and yet I can imagine that braille documents easy to make?
I have no idea. I wouldn't even know where one would get a braille document.
But he got it fast, and he got to figure it out quick.
Yeah.
Because Daredevil will be hopping on stuff. So this is actually another interesting Hollywood business part.
Yeah, where Wonder Man goes to try to quit.
Wonder Man goes to try to quit, and the guy's like, if you quit, you're going to spend your life behind bars. I don't think you can do that.
You can't. You're breaking a contract. You can't, a work contract. You can't get thrown in jail for not taping the shows you said you were going to tape. You might have to pay money, but you can't get thrown.
Yeah, you could jail. There could be, civil action.
Of course, there might be financial consequences, but no one can throw you in jail. And Wonder Man, who apparently is the worst actor ever, goes, okay.
He's not very great.
He's just, do you not have an agent, bro?
He does have an agent, though. He's got, he has representation.
Why doesn't he have the agent patch this shit out?
I'm going to call my agent because you just told me I'm going to go to jail if I don't act.
That's your agent's job, is to be like, that's bullshit, bro.
Complete bullshit.
Anyway, so yeah. But that was so funny that Wonder Man even tried to quit. I was like, obviously he signed a contract for a certain number of episodes. You can't just quit.
Because your buddy's upset.
Right, because your friend is mad at you.
It's literally, if you got like an email and somebody says,
"Your friend is mad at you,"
whose case isn't really that strong, even if he is saying, you know, claiming that it's not, you know, if it's valid, it's not valid. You know, it's just, he's like, it's too close to my life and it upsets me. It's like,
not only that, the thing's kind of being a dick here.
Yeah, he's being a total dick.
He's just being, and like, I understand why he's upset and I get it, but he's mad at Wonder Man. And Wonder Man flat out tells him, I need a job, I need the experience, I need the stuff on my acting reel. And instead of being like, dude, I get it. Like, you're the lead in this show, this is a really good thing for you. I'm still kind of pissed off about it. But instead of, like, understanding where his friend is coming from, he gets in a fight with him. Like, literally punches him in the face. It's just fucking stupid. I'm like, dude, you're being a jerk.
Big jerk.
So anyway,
So basically we find out that
Vincent Price
is actually, he's the producer behind the producer. Vincent Price is really Zemnu the Titan, which I think is the same one that is worshipped by Scientologists.
Yes.
I think it is.
I think that's absolutely accurate.
I think that's him.
You totally didn't make that up.
He's basically a big white monster with no mouth. Big white furry monster, no mouth.
Yeah, that's right.
And so he's like...
And Tom Cruise is like running behind him.
Tom Cruise running behind him. And he basically hypnotizes Wonder Man to being like, I'm going to keep doing TV. And...
Even though you want to quit.
Even though you want to quit. And you're going to keep doing TV. And then Ben figures out that really what's been going on is that shit, people are getting hypnotized.
That fancy camera that, it, you know, we said there's something wrong with the camera, has been sending subliminal messages to everybody who watches the show. And basically hypnotizing them for some sort of later action, which I am not certain of what this later action is.
Well, they're gonna be slaves or something.
Sure, that works.
I think.
Yeah, they're gonna give all their money to Scientology. I think that's what's happening.
This is actually it.
We figured it out.
This is actually the beginning of Scientology.
Yeah.
This is this comic book right here.
Yeah.
You could, if I took this into the Scientology Center, they'd be like,
this is an allegory.
So Thing figures out, you know, all this business. And so he goes to find, you know, to confront Wonder Man again. And him and Wonder Man have a fight because Wonder Man's under control.
Yeah.
By Zemnu.
Yes. And then all of a sudden, like, as he's fighting Wonder Man, dudes dressed as vegetables appear.
Yes. Yes, because Zemnu, the furry alien, can also animate... in addition to hypnotizing people, can animate objects.
But I think those were actually like people dressed as, because they were going to be in the next episode, so they're just dudes in suits.
But are they just standing there, or are they just like the suits that are attacking?
No, it's dudes in suits like attacking.
But why are they just standing there?
I don't know, brain control.
And so these people were already trapped in suits.
Maybe they were ready to film or something. I don't know, but they're just in the suits.
Look, he comes later at night. I think.
I don't know, but it just says like, you know, I can control inanimate objects as well. Oh, they're just the costumes.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
But that doesn't make any sense. Why would they have arms or?
Because that's what the bodies go. People's bodies go into. They were already fitted costumes. With really, really, really skinny legs and arms.
No, but that's where people put their own arms and legs. Like, the foam part should be the carrot, and then it should be dudes' arms and legs wearing one of those Zentai suits.
But they...
That's how that works.
I don't know.
Okay. You don't usually have foam carrot arm.
So anyways, these things fight Thing. Now, Ben Grimm... And I gotta ask this real quick. So Ben Grimm is incredibly strong... And has an incredibly durable hide. Mm. He's being attacked by
vegetables.
Vegetable costumes.
Foam vegetable costumes.
Foam vegetable costumes. And at first he's losing. He's losing. He figures it out. But God, come on, man.
Maybe he's just really surprised that he's being overwhelmed by vegetables. So anyway, they crash onto another set. They keep fighting.
Fight, fight, fight. Fight, fight, fight.
Fight, fight, fight.
And then, fighting.
And then they crash through into this weird game show where I don't understand why anybody would ever participate in this game show. It's called the Survive and Win Show. And someone is, literally they have a lady tied up to one of those big spinny wheels. And she spins around and whatever her head points at is what she wins.
But if she survives, she wins it. If she dies on TV, then she doesn't win the freezer.
Could you die from?
Because, well, that's what they say. She goes, that's right. If Miss Harrington lives through this next spin.
What are they trying to do to kill her? Like, how fast are they going?
Well, like, obviously, they're going really fast. And obviously, but apparently she is safe enough because she recognizes that she does not win the blender. After Wonder Man and Thing barrel through.
Yes.
And everything. And then there's a live audience, by the way, watching this.
And everybody's like, ah!
Everybody gets freaked out. And actually, this is the funny because somebody sees Zemu. And somebody's like, oh my god, it's a demon. And somebody else is like, nah, it's just it's just an actor from that Monster Man show.
And then he gets really upset.
This is how...
Zemu gets upset.
Gets offended, gets in a spaceship, and leaves.
Yes.
And that's how it ends.
Yes. After Thing breaks the spell of Wonder Man by breaking one of those funky cameras, then they're like, oh, I'll explain later. And then what happens here?
He leaves. Zemu leaves.
And then Zemu's just like, ugh. And then he gets pissed off and leaves. And that's literally the end of the book.
He gets offended because somebody is like, ah, what an actor. And he's like, I was a king and a ruler.
I was a president. I was a president. And so he gets all mad. And then the producer's like, wait.
Thing wins because of butthurtness.
Yeah. That's really what happens. Everybody in this comic's fucking butthurt.
Yeah, it's a big butthurt comic.
Yeah. So like, and then the producer's just like, no, and the drawing of this guy is hilarious. It's like something like,
hang on here. So, all this shit goes down. Zemu, because basically, I guess one of the big reasons that Zemu is like, they saw me, so I gotta go.
And also, they called me an actor.
Fuck you guys. I'm going back to my home planet. I'll be back by no more about humans. I'm gonna get this shit figured out. So he leaves.
Yep.
And the Ted Silverberg fellow
is very upset.
But then he's like, wait a minute, perhaps I can still salvage something from this fiasco. Yes, yes, what an idea. And he's like raising his fists at heavens. I don't know. And then I think his idea...
Well, that's what I mean. That's why this is such a ridiculous drawing, because he literally looks like he's just lost everything. But then he's like, I'm brilliant, I have an idea. So it's like
So he's got his face in his hands and he's like, gosh, I'm brilliant.
No, he looks really upset that he's brilliant. That's how most everyone acts when they find out that they're smart. They're like, oh, I'm so brilliant. Awful.
God, why am I so brilliant?
Why did I just come up with this awesome idea? Why,
I just cured cancer. What the fuck's wrong with me?
I hate everything, you guys. Yeah, that's really what this drawing is.
Oh, God. So then basically ends. Franklin's watching another show on TV, the new offering from Ted Silverberg, the Zemu, the Titan show. I don't know what the show is about, because apparently Zemu the Titan is no longer on the Earth.
But it upset the Thing goes, ah, like one of those, you know.
Oh, God.
Oy vey.
The Thing has...
The end.
The end. But the Thing, I don't understand. Like, he has, like, no sense of irony.
No.
Like, he thinks, like, literally everything on TV. Like, he probably thinks wrestling is real. I think he actually does think wrestling is real.
Back in the 80s, he could be excused for that.
Yeah, that's true. And he does go on to wrestle women, too.
Just women?
I think he goes on to wrestle men, but he gets mixed up with, like, a women's wrestling league. There's, like, a whole thing in his which I can maybe find some of this stuff, but, yeah, in his solo series, there's a whole, like, thing where he's, like, hanging out with these women wrestlers. But not, like, WWE, like, actual, like, wrestlers, like, just, like, big bruising women wrestlers.
Well, you know, in fairness, he does dress like a wrestler. He wears panties.
He does, yeah.
And nothing else.
Yeah, so he's pretty much a wrestler.
He's
a damn good pilot. He plays bass. He's a great wrestler. The Thing and Wonder Man, Marvel 2-in-1, number 78, from a year, August 1981. Don't get butthurt, folks. But don't get butthurt.
No butthurt.
or you'll go back to your home planet.
Don't call anybody an actor. You'll really upset them.
How dare?
How dare you?
I am not an actor.
Going back to my home planet.
All right, folks. That's it for this week.
Yay.
Thanks for joining us. You can find me on Twitter at TheAngryHeroSean. And, oh, no, sorry, duh. You can find me on Twitter at AngryHeroSean. Also, my Tumblr, TheAngryHero.tumblr.com.
And I am at Jen Stansfield on Twitter, on Instagram, and then JenStansfield.tumblr.com.
All right, thanks for listening, folks. This is another episode of Worst Collection Ever here on the Sideshow. The worst collection ever. Bye-bye.
Bye.
If you like listening to comedy, try watching it on the internet. The folks behind the Sideshow Network have launched a new YouTube channel called Wait For It. It's got interviews with comedians like Reggie Watts, Todd Glass, Liza Schlesinger, Schlesinger, I've been friends with her for 10 years, one of the funniest people out there, and I still have a hard time with the last name, Liza. Our very own Owen Benjamin, that's me, takes you on a musical journey down internet rabbit holes and much more. You don't have to wait any longer. Just go to youtube.com/waitforitcomedy. There's no need to wait for it anymore because it's here and it's funny. And I love you.